Book 5, Lesson 11. Accelerate. Say accelerate. Accelerate, verb, number 1. To go or to cause to go faster. The morning train quickly accelerates once it leaves the station. Number 2. To bring about at an earlier time. Increased sunlight accelerates the growth of plants.
Now, let's review word meaning. Choose A or B. If you want a car to accelerate, you should step on A, the brake, or B, the gas. If you said B, you were correct. If you step on the gas, your car will go faster.
Altitude. Say altitude. Altitude, noun. Height above sea level or the Earth's surface. Mexico City lies at an altitude of almost 8,000 feet.
Now, let's review word meaning. True or false? Altitude measures the speed that something travels. If you said false, you're correct. Altitude measures how high something is above sea level.
Anxious. Say anxious. Anxious, adjective, number 1. Worried, concerned. I am anxious about how I did on the Spanish test. Number 2. Eager, wishing strongly. After writing to each other for over a year, the two pen pals are anxious to meet. Anxiety. Say anxiety. Anxiety, noun. Great uneasiness or concern. Our anxiety increased as road conditions got steadily worse.
Now, let's review word meaning. Yes or no? A day of lounging by the pool would make most people feel anxious. If you said no, you were right. A day of rest by the pool would not make most people feel worried or concerned.
Brace. Say brace. Brace, verb, number 1. To make stronger by giving support to. Mom braced the table leg with a metal strip to keep it from wobbling. Number 2. To make ready for a shock, to prepare. After the pilot's warning, we braced ourselves for a bumpy landing. Noun. Something used to support a weak part. I wore a brace on my leg for 4 weeks after I injured it doing a high jump. Bracing. Say bracing. Bracing. Adjective. Giving energy to. Refreshing. After spending most of the summer in the city, we found the mountain air wonderfully bracing.
Now, let's review word meaning. Choose A or B. When might you need to wear a brace? A, if you injure your leg. Or B, if you have high cholesterol. If you said A, you're right. A brace could help to support a weak or injured leg.
Confident. Say confident. Confident, adjective. Certain, sure. We are confident we will win Saturday's hockey game. Confidence. Say confidence. Confidence, noun, number 1. A lack of doubt, a feeling of being certain. My parents showed their confidence in me by letting me repair the car by myself. Number 2. Trust in another to keep a secret. Because Felix told me this in confidence, I cannot answer your question.
Now, let's review word meaning. True or false? Walking on a tightrope would fill most people with confidence. If you said false, you are correct. Most people would not feel certain or sure when walking on a tightrope.
Contact. Say contact. Contact, noun, number one. The touching or joining of two things. Contact with a live wire will give you an electric shock. Number two. The condition of being in communication with others. Before the telephone was invented, people usually stayed in contact by writing letters. Verb, to communicate with. The Apollo astronauts could not contact Earth while their spaceship was traveling behind the moon.
Now, let's review word meaning. Choose A or B. If you want to contact an old friend, you could A. send an email, or B. cook him or her dinner. If you said A, you're correct. Sending an email is one way to be in communication with others.
Exalt. Say exalt. Exalt. Verb. To be joyful. To show great happiness. Senator Gray's supporters exulted when she easily won re-election. Exultant. Say exultant. Exultant. Adjective. Very happy. Teresa was exultant when she crossed the 10K finish line first.
Now, let's review word meaning. Yes or no? The man was exultant when the doctor told him that his cancer had been cured. If you said yes, you are correct. A man would be very happy to hear that he no longer had cancer.
Hanger. Say hanger. Hanger. Noun. A building where aircraft are kept and repaired. The pilot steered the plane out of the hangar and onto the runway.
Now, let's review word meaning. Choose A or B. What is kept in a hangar? A. Airplanes, or B. Boats? If you said A, you're right. Hangars are the buildings where airplanes are kept and repaired.
Maximum. Say maximum. Maximum. Noun. The greatest or highest number or amount. The largest bus we have for school trips holds a maximum of 50 people. Adjective. Being the greatest or highest number or amount. The maximum speed of this car is 150 miles per hour.
Now, let's review word meaning. True or false? If a room is filled to maximum capacity, it can hold one more person. If you said false, you're right. A room at maximum capacity is already holding the greatest number of people allowed.
Methodical. Say methodical. Methodical. Adjective. Done in a regular, orderly way. Our methodical search of the house failed to turn up any evidence of a robbery.
Now, let's review word meaning. Yes or no? Methodical people work very quickly. If you said no, you were correct. Doing things in a regular, orderly way tends to take a long time.
Nonchalant. Say nonchalant. Nonchalant. Adjective. Having the appearance of not caring. seeming to show a lack of concern. Your nonchalant attitude to schoolwork worries your parents.
Now, let's review word meaning. Yes or no? If you are nonchalant about your test, you won't bother to study much. If you said yes, you are correct. If you are nonchalant, you don't seem to care or be concerned about your test, so you will probably study very little.
Proceed. Say proceed. Proceed. Verb. To go on, especially after stopping for a while. To continue. The subway train proceeded on its way after I got off at 14th Street.
Now, let's review word meaning. Choose A or B. We will proceed with our hike, A, after we pause for lunch, or B, once we reach the end of the trail. If you said A, you were right. The hike will go on after lunch. It can't continue at the end of the trail.
Saunter. Say saunter. Saunter, verb, to walk without hurrying, to stroll in a relaxed, unhurried manner. Pedestrians saunter along the riverbank, enjoying the afternoon sunshine. Noun, a relaxed, unhurried walk. Our saunter around the park was abruptly terminated by a violent thunderstorm.
Now, let's review word meaning. True or false? Sauntering is an effective way to get somewhere in a hurry. If you said false, you're right. Sauntering is a relaxed, unhurried way to get somewhere.
Solo. Say solo. Solo. Noun. A musical piece for one voice or a single instrument. A jubilant violin solo begins the symphony's second movement. Adjective. Made or done by one person. Francis Chichester's solo voyage around the world made him famous. Verb. To fly alone, especially for the first time. Most student pilots solo after 10 hours of lessons.
Now, let's review word meaning. True or false? The solo was performed by one person. If you said true, you are correct. Only one person can perform a solo.
Stall. Say stall. Stall. Noun. Number one. A place for an animal in a barn. Each cow in the barn had its own stall. Number two. A small stand or booth where things are sold. I purchased this pottery at one of the stalls at the county fair. Verb. Number one. To suddenly lose power. You will stall the engine if you let out the clutch too quickly. Number two, to delay by being evasive. Tenants sometimes try to stall the landlord when they can't pay the rent.
Now, let's review word meaning. Choose A or B. Which of these animals would live in a stall? A, a dolphin, or B, a horse? If you said B, you're correct. A horse would live in a special place in a barn.